Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we're heading to sunny Fort Lauderdale. And I'm delighted to be joined by Tracy Vaughan, the Senior Vice President of Global Trade Development for Visit Lauderdale. Tracy, welcome to the programme. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I was reading about Fort Lauderdale and the whole area, and I saw that it's called the Venice of America. It looks absolutely stunning. Can you tell us a little bit about, I suppose, really, for people that don't know it? I know it's about an hour, 30 minutes north of Miami, to give people the geography of it. So, I mean, what is on offer there? What are the main kind of attractions for people if they want to go there?
Well, first of all, let me just say that we're actually only about an hour north of Miami, depending on where you are and depending on traffic, of course. So very close proximity to Miami, just north of Miami. But we are considered the Venice of America because of our water culture. We actually have about 38 kilometers of coastline along the Atlantic Ocean, but we also have almost 500 kilometers of waterways, including part of the intracoastal. We're also known as the yachting capital of the world. So we're all things water because we do have this beautiful coastline to the east of us. And to the west is actually the Everglades. So I actually represent all of what's considered to be Broward County, which Fort Lauderdale is one of our municipalities. We actually have 31 different cities within Broward County, Fort Lauderdale being the largest, and Fort Lauderdale Beach, maybe most recognizable to our listeners today. So we are all about the water. So whether you want to be on the water, under the water, you want to go scuba diving, you want to go snorkeling. And then on the western side of our county, which two-thirds of our county is actually Everglades, which is the only ecosystem of its type in the world, is the Everglades. So it's very interesting, and people go there to do airboat rides to see the wildlife there. People always want to see an alligator. I've lived in Florida for most of my adult life, and I will tell you, I never tire of seeing the alligators. So it really is about our water culture. And as I said, the yachting capital of the world, we have the third largest port in the world. So you want to go cruising? Good chance you might be coming through Fort Lauderdale.
When I was looking at it, and people I know that actually went there, they said to me that it was not as busy as Miami, and it was more stylish, they thought, and a bit like Monaco in the south of France. So with all the beautiful yachts. So, I mean, in terms of beaches, I suppose, Tracy and families, I mean, you have so many beautiful beaches, don't you?
We do. We actually have 8 different cities along our coastline. 8 different, I call them little seaside villages. And they all have their own personality. They're all very, very different. From the most northern part of our county is Deerfield Beach. And the most southern part, we also have Hallandale Beach. And every in between are the other little beach communities. And truly, truly, they each have their own personality. And fun to explore all of them.
Yeah, I mean, people were saying to me they went to Lauderdale and that was quite, and that there was just this beautiful beach. And beaches the way they should be, in terms of like they weren't that crowded and they loved it. Now, you were saying there about nature, of course. I was manatees, tortoises. You've so much to offer there as well. If they're into nature and outdoors, which is wonderful. And then, of course, you have Olaf. You have that amazing strip of hundreds of restaurants and gorgeous places to eat as well, don't you?
Oh, we absolutely do. And I think one of the coolest things about our whole region is the diversity in who we are. We actually have residents and our locals from 170 different countries, speaking 147 different languages. And because of that, you're going to find so many different types of restaurants. Any type of food you want, you're going to find it there. It's really interesting. And we're such a welcoming community because of that. And we've recently gone through some new branding to kind of get our story out about who we are. And it's really such a welcoming community because we are so diverse. And you compare just a little bit to Miami. And we have this casual kind of luxury, kind of, it's just simple to be there. Like, it's not intimidating. And I live in South Florida. And sometimes even for me to go to Miami, it can feel a little intimidating, but we are such just a welcoming community. You just come as you are. And our new branding is everyone under the sun. And we truly feel that way. Like, we invite everybody to come and feel welcomed in our community.
Yeah. I mean, I was reading one of the restaurants there. It was amazing. You could take a gondola ride. You're talking about water and Venice. It was fabulous. And there was this amazing place called Casi Sensi, and you can actually go on a gondola and you can take your dinner on the boat and everything. I mean, I was just painting this romantic picture. It's really quite amazing, the different things that offer.
Yes, and we have dock and dine. So, and a lot of our community, our residents, have boats. You know, as I mentioned, I don't know if I did not, but you know, we have these 500 kilometers of waterways, and a lot of our residents live on water and have boats. And so you can literally take your boat to go to dinner because you can dock and dine. So it is amazing. And as you mentioned, the gondola is a wonderful way. We have tiki boats that you can actually rent and go out, and you can bring your own, whatever you want to bring with you, your liquor, your beer, your wine.
BYOB.
Bring BYOB. And they're little tikis, just like you would see in somebody's backyard. And it floats, and they will take you where you like to go, and you can bring your snacks and your wine and have a great time. It's amazing.
The other thing I noticed as well, which was really interesting, Bonnet House, culture, museums, science museums. If people aren't mad into beaches, there's a huge other offering, but there's so much culture and history there, which I found really fascinating.
It is. And Bonnet House is such a treasure for us. And it literally sits at Fort Lauderdale Beach, 38 acres, a beautiful home. That you can explore and just see. And it's amazing to me to have that in the center of this bustling beach area in Fort Lauderdale. It's gorgeous. And our NSU Museum is right downtown in Fort Lauderdale and close to our Museum of Discovery and Science. And we also have a Performing Arts Center, the Broward Performing Arts Center, which is gorgeous. And they're all kind of a little triangle right there off of what's called Las Olas Boulevard, which is kind of our main shopping retail drag right in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. It's amazing.
Now, of course, the Irish people love shopping, and they've always gone to America for big shopping trips. Amazing shopping as well.
Absolutely amazing shopping. We actually have Sawgrass Mills, which is on the western side of our county. That's the largest outlet mall in the U.S., over 350 stores. There's one little strip that's all luxury for those that want to go and shop some of that luxury shopping. It's there. So it's amazing. Recently, in the last couple of years, we had a new shopping area opened up called Dania Point, which is right at Dania Beach, which is, again, kind of one of our central beaches and very close to the airport. And it is a mixed use where it has retail, restaurants, it has some hotels, it has an AC and Marriott hotel there. And all of that has opened up within the last couple of years. And it's just an amazing area. And as I stated earlier, Las Olas, kind of that local shopping, just a fun kind of strolling down window shopping sometimes. That's my preference, just a window shop. But yes.
Yeah, no, it was a great place. I was reading people watching as well, just sitting having a coffee. Now, of course, hotels, I was reading about all the openings and the hotels. There's a huge variety of accommodation for people, isn't there?
Truly, and amazing that over the last 2-3 years, we've had 20 new hotels open up. So from 2020 until right now, 20 new hotels have opened, which I think says a lot for the community. The investment that was being made and is still being made. As I go forward from 23 to 26, we're looking at another 29 hotels that are opening up. So it's a little bit mind-boggling, but just a variety of hotels, not only in whether or not you're looking for budget or upscale. We had a Four Seasons open up this past year, 5-star beautiful hotel right on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So whatever you're looking for, we do have it. And they are dispersed throughout the communities. So when I talk about, we have 31 different communities, they're spread out throughout those different communities.
And in terms of accessibility, of course, it's very easy to get from Ireland to fly direct, or you can fly obviously direct into Miami as well on a 2-flight. So, but the direct to Orlando is terrific.
Yes, you can actually fly directly into Orlando, which is about a 3-hour drive. But what we're very excited about right now is that we have a train service that currently runs between Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm Beach called Brightline. It's a beautiful service. It's been in service for several years, but they are now opening service from Orlando Orlando, again, through West Palm to Fort Lauderdale and Miami as well. And that should be opening fall. And we're very excited. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous train, just a great service. And even right now, if you want to park yourself in my area in greater Fort Lauderdale, take a day trip down to Miami, go see Miami or go up to West Palm. Very easy to do. It's 35 minutes door to door, beautiful train station. So just a great experience as well if you want to experience a little bit more of South Florida or coming in from Orlando. I know a lot of families here love to go to Central Florida. We understand that. But come to the beach. You know, you need that holiday after your attractions holiday. You actually need some downtime. Come see us.
Well, I don't like queuing at all, Tracy, right? So I'm not mad about theme parks, but I do love the sound of your area. It's just ticking all my boxes. Just in terms of when is a good time to go? I know Florida, the Sunshine State, all year.
Absolutely. We are a year-round destination. Winter tends to be our high season because lots of people want to get away from the cold and they come see us because we're in the great outdoors year-round, and particularly this time of year, it's gorgeous weather, just perfect. But summer too, we get a lot of summer. It's a little warmer, but honestly, because we're on the coast, we have a nice, lovely breeze. And so we're year round.
Brilliant. And another thing that people told me that had visited as well, they said they got great value for money there, which was really good.
Absolutely. We feel like in South Florida, because we are positioned between Miami and Palm Beach, we are kind of the value destination. And as I said, the accommodations, we do have the whole range, a lovely choice of properties. And the things that you want to do, so much of what you want to do there is outdoors. Just being in the great outdoors, you can rent paddle boards and go paddle boarding. We have a great way to get around our cities as well, is we have water taxis. And our water taxis are kind of your hop on, hop off, like you have here in Dublin. But you can actually get a day pass and literally go from downtown out to the beach on a boat. It's a water taxi, hop back on and go back downtown. So it's a great way to get around and value oriented to be able to.
I mean, it's fascinating. I mean, it's so unique. I mean, I'm learning about lots of me today, but I didn't know that. That sounds, again, like I'm in Venice with the water taxis. Beautiful.
And we use it. I can take the water taxi. I can Uber back. I can do different things. So it's an interesting way to get around and see. And what's really fun is you're kind of like behind the scenes because you're going behind people's homes and you can see their beautiful yachts in their backyards, these beautiful homes. And when you're on the water taxi, they tell you stories, much like here when you're on your hop-on, hop-off bus. They're going to tell you stories of what you're seeing, too. It's very fascinating.
Brilliant. Well, Tracy, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. For people that want to get information now, what's the best website?
VisitLauderdale.com.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Tracy Vaughan, thanks a million for talking to us. And it's been a ray of sunshine chatting to you today on Sunshine.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.